Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Angela Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Venice Film Festival, here with Jodie Comer and Matt Damon. Good morning.
Good morning.
Here for the last year of Ridley Scott. A monumental film, very, very dense, very intense, very romantic too, but very powerful in terms of action. And it's, how was it to be in this film? How was it to work with Ridley Scott, Jodie?
Oh my gosh. I mean, it was a dream come true. It was a huge pinch me moment for me. You know, coming into this, I felt overwhelmed, but like ready. I was so hungry for the opportunity to give Marguerite a voice. You know, I think in history, women's voices are very much eradicated. So
Absolutely.
The opportunity to give her a real sense of agency was so exciting. And then, you know, to work with Matt and Ben and Nicole and meet them and just have a really great working relationship was incredible.
Actually, your role is a very feminist role. You know, it's and Matt, you wrote it too, so you know. Why did you choose? I mean, this is based on true facts, but how do you work on these true facts while you were writing the film together with Ben?
Well, just in looking at the, it was we felt the best way to tell this story, and to, you know, we called it like the anti-chivalry movie, because really looking at what life was like for women. And yet we're raised on these movies, and women, you know, we're used to seeing movies and not seeing any women at all. And the idea of having these male perspectives and where the women kind of appear, they're almost conjured or manifested by the men whenever they kind of need them but other than that, they're overlooked and ignored. And then you get to the third act and this world of women appears that's been, you know, that you, even as a viewer, have been unaware of for the first two acts.
Absolutely.
And,
yeah. Yeah, definitely.
That's so clever. I remember when I first read the script and I was like, well, where is she then?
And
then and then you realize the kind of brilliance and the brains behind the whole format mm-hmm. of the film, and how as an audience and as a society we can kind of be complicit in that and assuming that the woman is just going to be the wife, you know, this character is just going to be the wife of.
And so, she's the only one that actually speaks out.
Yeah.
She wants to speak out. Mm. She's not afraid. Even if they try to scare her a lot.
That's like reading the book, that was what jumped off the page.
Yeah.
It was like this woman's unbelievable courage and just the bravery of this person to just again and again stand up and say, no, this happened and I'm not going to be quiet about it. And you know, even at the threat of, she obviously took incredible risks, which the film details, what that takes for her to have done that was something worth making a movie
Absolutely.
About.
Absolutely. And listen, how did you, the three parts, it's kind of risky to tell the same story three times without being
boring.
Yeah. Exactly. I didn't want to say that, but it was it. So which kind of tricks, writing wise, mm-hmm. you choose in order to avoid this?
That's a great question. What we did is we looked at it and kind of broke out the story, the plot that we needed to kind of deliver. And so each story, like, we don't tell the same story exactly. There's only a few scenes that we go back to mm-hmm. Two or three times. Most of the time, you're getting new information in each story. The first story is kind of a traditional knight's tale. That's from my perspective. And it's this guy who's going, like, this is what happened, and I was married, and we were happy, and I've been wronged.
Right.
And it's a very straightforward story. And so we put a lot of the exposition in there. So that's if we were going to air anywhere, it was in the first first act. And then Adam's story starts and you immediately go, wait a minute, this isn't how this guy told it to me, right? And then eventually, once you get to Jodie's story, you realize what you've been looking at are two unreliable narrators, male narrators, mm-hmm. and then...
Yeah, because the male perspective is always not exactly...
It's completely skewed,
yeah,
because as Ben, you know, put into words this morning as we were all talking, they didn't, you know, of the three narrators, the two men and the one woman, the woman is the only one that sees herself as a human being.
Absolutely.
Right.
Well, thank you very much to Matt Damon and Jodie Comer for having been with us for the last year by Ridley Scott. I'm Angela Cherby for Fred, the Festival Insider. Thank you very much.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.